WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization is hosting a public meeting on Monday to receive feedback on the draft 2050 major thoroughfare concept. Executive Director Dan Rudge says this is the third draft of the plan.
We had an original one that we received about 1,500 public comments on. We then developed a second one based on those public comments, and we received another about 500 comments on the second map. And so now this third map incorporates those 500 comments.
Rudge says the come-and-go meeting is from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center. MPO representatives will be on hand to discuss the concept and answer questions. You can see the current draft online at bcsmpo.org. On the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery, facing FM 2818, look for the construction of more apartments. That follows a 5-2 vote by the College Station City Council to change the land use for a 4-story, 142-unit complex. Barry Moore moved to approve the project.
I've racked my brain to think what else could go there, and I think there's two options. One would be something similar to the neighboring property that Mr. Sisson also owns, but as he said, he spent a decade trying to market it as that kind of property, and just it hasn't worked. I think this is going to be a viable project. I think it makes sense.
In other business, owner-occupants of single-family homes in College Station's oldest neighborhoods will get more protection from future construction of stealth dorms. That's after the City Council last night unanimously closed a loophole in development regulations passed 5 years ago. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. Approaching the first anniversary of flash flooding in Bryan, the City Council next Tuesday will consider repairs to major waterways.
Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes spending $94,000 from the drainage fee fund to study erosion problems along two creeks. One's Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located from Apple Creek Court to Cherry Creek Circle. The consultant will also study Burton Creek above Villa Maria off Carter Creek Parkway and between Rosemary and East 29th. The erosion study also includes a contract to design repairs along Briar Creek behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle. That's after erosion took out a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the foundation of the home. During Tuesday's council workshop, staff will present recommendations for the city's next capital improvements plan.
We've talked a lot about drainage in Bryan, so we've tried to squeeze as many drainage improvement projects as we could in this program.
City Engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniac said several neighborhoods are targeted for drainage improvements for the years 2018 through 2022. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you support limited government, you like what the Texas legislature has done so far this session. So says third-term state representative Kyle Cassell of College Station.
This will probably be the fewest bills ever signed by a governor or passed by a legislature in Texas.
Cassell on our show says going into the last day to hear House bills, the governor has signed only 6, and only one of those originated in the lower chamber. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's 63 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 610. Let's do weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will be building in for today and for the weekend. It'll set the stage for lots of sunshine and some rather warm temperatures, especially by Mother's Day. All that sun today, well, it'll lead to a high of 80 to 85. It'll be breezy, especially this morning. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 85. Clear tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny 85 to 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball team fell to Alabama yesterday, eliminating them from the SEC tournament. We'll hear from Zach Taylor on the recap. Meanwhile, A&M baseball coach Rob Childress weighs in on the team's contest against Ole Miss, which starts today. And Texas lawmakers are considering a bill that could disqualify transgender athletes if their hormone therapy endangers opponents. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, thanks for sitting in.
Hey, thanks for asking me. It was fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
So now what happened? Who did the sports? I was gone. I wasn't here.
Yesterday we were joined by Mr. Jason Cornelius.
Oh, okay.
And then the previous days it was Zach Taylor.
So it wasn't Louis.
So it was. Yeah, no. I heard about the possibility that Louis
barely makes it to his own show.
Yeah. When I first heard of the idea that he possibly could do it, I was like, that's
getting
not going
to
happen.
Getting here at 9 a.m. is a struggle for that man.
Well,
so.
and to be there at exactly a time.
Yeah.
And then that's when he sits down and then starts preparing for it. The time that we give it, we don't call it a show. It's the time we give him on the air.
Right.
But anyhow, well, okay. That's
We start at 6, but, you know, Chelsea and I usually get here around 4:30-ish, and that's not going to happen for Louis.
Yep. Nice full moon out there. Nice clear skies. What's the temp right now?
65.
Yeah.
So I think I said 63. My my weather website was a little slow. But, yeah, mid-60s. Yeah. Humidity about 90%, though. It's a little sticky.
Hey, you know, that's true. You know, Thursday was just, that was a very strange weather day.
Uh-huh.
And so was Wednesday, really, too, in some ways. But
anyhow,
just in case you forgot what the humidity was like.
Right.
Just wanted to remind
just you remember,
a little bit.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. You gotta love sporadic showers right during the middle of graduation day.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. What did that mess up yesterday?
I don't know if it really messed anything up. I will tell you, and I'll talk about it in my next newscast, there was a crash or an accident at right there at the interchange near the airport, FM 60 in 2018.
Okay.
Closed that intersection for about an hour and a half.
Great.
So that probably congested things just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, in a deal like that, I guess if there was some situation that they could look out in the arena and see there weren't a lot of people there and find out, of course, they'd know there's an accident. Mm. They could just slow things down a little bit, too.
Right.
Right.
It's
not
like it has to start at some such and such time.
Yeah, they had three ceremonies yesterday and three more today and then one really big in tomorrow.
Okay. And that's the other thing, too. I'm sure that because it rained about, 2 o'clock in Bryan?
Yeah.
And then it rained again later last night.
Last night, you know. And that's what time the ceremonies are.
Sure.
Two
perfect.
And seven.
Yep. Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Or if you're standing outside to go into a restaurant, that's always
super fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Good thing. So anyway, we thank all those moms and dads for being here and bringing their credit cards and stuff, you know, for all those years that you got your kids here.
And congrats to the graduating Aggies.
That's right. Yeah. How many of them are going back home?
Yeah.
How many of them are going home? Yeah. All right. So a hiker suffering from hypothermia after scaling a snowy peak near Flagstaff in a tank top and shorts, told authorities he was, do you hear about this?
No.
Mm-mm.
Trying to win a pizza. A 30-year-old Flagstaff man, unfortunately, they don't tell us this Mozon's name, called for help at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning after he became stuck on Mount Eldon.
Okay.
County Sheriff's Office statement said the man wanted to hike up the mountain early in the morning despite the heavy snow conditions so he could arrive at the top because the cutoff time, quote, to qualify for a free pizza sponsored by local businesses.
Worth it.
I'll give you the $8.
The weather at the time was moderate to heavy snow with approximately 3 to 5 inches on the ground.
Did he have to go up in a tank top and shorts?
No. Nope.
Was that part of the contest?
I don't think so. The hiker found himself in a dangerous situation as snowfall got heavier.
Yeah.
And the temperatures continued to plummet. Imagine that. Forest Service employee stationed in the lookout tower on the mountain spotted the hiker, brought him inside to the tower to warm him up and until the search and rescue people arrived. Oh, so at least they didn't have to chop her out in a snowstorm to get
him.
There was
no, like, big rescue effort.
That kind of thing. But still, there's expense involved.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And once again, why don't we have that guy's name?
Yeah.
Because some boss out there wants to know he's hired him, I guess.
Huh? Hey, we got a lot of info.
Mason.
You wake up on a Tuesday and say, I want some free pizza and I'll climb a mountain to get there. Sure.
In a tank top.
Wear the appropriate clothes.
Yeah. Just wanted to be comfortable, man.
Yeah.
There's snow on the top of most mountains, man.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have a story he can tell his grandchildren now.
Oh, yeah.
That may not be the only
one.
Did
he get the pizza?
I don't know. Don't know.
Hello, it's Toyota's Toyota Time Sales Event. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, yeah, so your sales event's on, right?
Yes, now's the perfect time to choose from low APR financing and great lease offers, now through May 31st.
Hey, guys, it's on! Oh, that's great.
You must be looking for a new Toyota.
Actually, we work at the rival dealership down the street, and with all your deals on that giant selection of Toyotas, business is pretty slow, so we figured we'd take off for a little R&R. Who wants another hot dog?
This event goes on all month, right?
That's right. I guess during our Toyota Time Sales event, you all can do some serious bonding.
Oh, you will not do it, Bill. Hey, Bill's about to do a giant cannonball off the roof. I gotta run. We just love your sales event.
And we do, too.
Oh, that's gonna hurt, man.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. Qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N531-17.
About 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's the 12th of May. It's day 132. We got 233 of them to go. Oh, it's Limerick Day.
Limerick Day.
Yeah, most of them, you know, you probably wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, there once was a man.
That's right, sure, that's enough. it's a odometer day, simply because it was invented on this date. If you didn't do that, you wouldn't know how far you went. Doesn't matter now because your GPS will tell you.
Yeah. Right.
Back in the day, you needed to know that. It's Nutty Fudge Day.
All right.
Okay. It's a child care provider day. Okay. You appreciate those people because they have to take care of...
Because they get to do it instead of you.
That's right. And it's your child.
Yeah.
There.
The better.
And it's it's Hug Your Cat Day. Do that at your own risk.
There you go, Brad.
Whatever you want to try.
All right.
Hug your cat.
And birthday.
Emily Van Camp is 31 today. She's on Revenge.
Revenge. Okay. So I just started watching this show on Netflix, and I'm obsessed. And then I come to find out just yesterday that she's marrying her husband in the show in real life.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
what is the Revenge show? Just, you know, like what's a summation of that?
Basically, this really rich family owns this company and they get her father. They frame him, get him killed. She comes back years later to get revenge on all of them.
Ooh, okay. All right. Yeah.
She
fun.
Also plays Sharon Carter in the Avengers movies.
Okay.
Rami Malek is 36. He's the star of Mr. Robot.
It's an unusual show.
Very.
Unusual show.
That's what I've heard. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard strange things about it. Malin Ackerman is 39. She's in all of those Judd Apatow movie. She's the blonde girl who's in a lot of those movies. Mm-hmm. Jason Biggs is 39. He was Jim in the American Pie movies.
Yep.
Sure.
Kim Fields is 48. She was Tootie on Facts of Life.
Tootie, and she was a Real Housewife of Atlanta for a season.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin, one of the lesser-known Baldwins.
Sane one. Yeah.
He's 51. Yeah. Emilio Estevez.
Hey.
Charlie Sheen's brother.
Another sane one. Okay. Yeah.
He's 55.
Yeah. He was the one who did Mighty Ducks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Ving Rhames is 58. Of course, I believe he's currently the voice of Arby's, right?
He's taking over all those James Earl Jones commercials.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And the Arby's commercials are hilarious,
they
by
are.
The way.
Real name is Irving.
Oh.
Okay. Got the Ving thing from Stanley Tucci. They were friends and students together at SUNY Purchase in New York.
Oh.
And so that's how he got Ving.
Did not know that.
Yep, there you go.
Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn is 62.
The one who can't sing.
Yeah. Gabriel Byrne is 67. He's on HBO's In Treatment, was also on Usual Suspects.
Sure.
Steve Winwood is 69, Mr. Higher Love himself.
Sure.
And Burt Bacharach is 89.
89 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't normally do people who have passed away, but since he was a good friend of the radio station, George Carlin was born on this date.
Yes.
And had hosted Saturday Night Live more than anybody else until Alec Baldwin broke his record.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. Moving on to the weekend. I didn't scroll down. So Saturday is coming up. Hang on. There it is. Saturday.
It's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be here tomorrow. Be here it's tomorrow. A leprechaun day.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine that would be in March.
I know. Just an odd day to have that. Okay.
Top Gun Day. Okay.
All right.
That really happen. It's a frog jumping day. Maybe that's the jumping frog contest out in Calaveras.
Oh, yeah, of course.
National Crouton Day.
Ooh.
Croutons, you know.
Croutons can be really good. They can either just be kind of, you know, an afterthought on the salad, or they can be one of the best components.
And if you'll think about it, I mean, the croutons have become a thing. Because it used to be, okay, it was just
stale bread.
Right. And to get you some sign of a crunch thing going on. But now, because they've got, you know, all sorts of different flavors, you can do that. Or you can sit and, like, munch, you know, watching TV.
Just eat croutons?
You could just...
Do you snack on croutons, Scott?
I've done it.
I have, too. Admittedly,
like
yes.
Ranch croutons. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
That and a beer, watching the Sports Center.
There you go.
Yeah, it could work out. I mean, it's better than pretzels.
I was going to say, what's the difference between that and,
pretzels.
Chips?
Pretzels are good, but you get a little flavor thing going on.
I will
on
tell
there.
You, Fish Daddy's has the best croutons.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
There you go.
Right? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. They're like a cornbread crouton. They're a little sweet.
Okay. All
anyway.
Right. That works out.
Yeah.
It's National Archery Day. Okay. National. Do we have a miniature golf course here?
No. And I don't understand why not.
That's
interesting.
After Putt-Putt left, nothing else came in.
And
I feel like it would be a huge hit with the college students and the families around here.
And go-karts? Like a whole
entire
celebration station sort of thing. Yeah,
I guess there is mini golf at Grand Station.
Okay.
I think they do have a mini golf course inside.
Yeah.
But that's
legit outdoor putt-putt.
That's different. The idea of being outside and doing that.
Right.
Now, the first one we had was a long time ago, way back when, and it was right at, let me see, what's that new First Call, is that the name of that
First breakfast? Watch
First Watch, okay, right across the street from First Watch.
Oh, really?
Was a putt-putt.
Okay.
It was not putt-putt, it was actually Marion Pugh put in what was called Turf Green.
Okay.
And Marion Pugh, of course, was a football player, and the streets are named after him. He's
the former mayor,
all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it was located, and it was a great hit. And then, of course, the putt-putt came in many, many years later.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. But now, that's sad that we don't...
it's strange.
And
to
how do we not have a Topgolf also? That's something that's huge right now.
I still think
now.
That's a little too much big city for us, but I think it would be great.
Well, I mean, we have 47 nail shops and we don't have miniature golf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't get it. It's also, let me see. We did the Archery Day. National Fruit Cocktail Day.
All right.
That used to be a thing, you know, when you were growing up to get fruit cocktail for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, love right. it.
It's National Birth Mother's Day tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's the beginning. Oh, it's National Babysitter Day tomorrow, too. So. All right, and some birthdays.
Robert Pattinson's 31. He was the guy in Twilight.
Okay.
Lena Dunham, she's 31 also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't very sound so snarky over there.
So vocal politically.
She is.
Very
But I heard Girls is really funny.
Soap opera with Swords actor Iwan Rion, I believe is how you say his name. He's 32. He played Ramsay Snow. He's also going to be coming up in Marvel's The Inhumans on ABC, I believe.
Okay.
Darius Rucker is 51.
Oh, hey. I'm not Hootie.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, there's a special, tonight there is a special undercover boss that we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Darius Rucker has an open mic place in Austin.
Gotcha.
So we'll talk about that later. Yep.
Another political voice out there, Stephen Colbert, is
53. He is.
Dennis Rodman's 56.
Our
ambassador to North Korea.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
He's 67 tomorrow.
Awesome.
And Harvey Keitel is 78 tomorrow.
Wow. Happy birthday tomorrow to Velcro.
Oh, okay.
The registered trademark of Velcro in 1958.
Velcro's done a lot for us.
It has. Yeah, taught people they don't have to know how to tie shoes.
Correct.
It's a National Chicken Dance Day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Train Day, National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
Do that. And it's a Mom's Day. I don't know if you knew about that.
Yep. Oh,
just
yeah.
Let you know. And for some reason, I don't know why we would need to do this, but Sunday is Root Canal Awareness Week.
See, yeah, we, I think earlier this week we had like Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Appreciate?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. You appreciate the pain relief afterwards,
okay.
but.
Suppose that's right.
Ooh.
Do it. All right, birthdays.
Gronk, Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, man, 28. He is silly.
Yeah. Country singer Dustin Lynch is 32. Mm-hmm. Mr. Facebook himself, Mark Zuckerberg, is going to be 33 on Sunday.
What do you get him? What do you get him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got $34.8 billion. Yeah, so right, yeah. Amber Tamblyn's going to be 34 on Sunday.
Okay.
Sofia Coppola is going to be 46. And most people like to remember her for Lost in Translation and not Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett is going to be 48.
All right.
Fabrice Morvan's going to be 51. He's the guy who's still alive from Milli Vanilli.
Okay.
There was two of them, and one of them's not around
one
anymore.
One of them's not here.
Okay.
Susie Colbert's 53. Joan Amath tried to kiss her.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Roth is going to be 56. Mm-hmm. Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, going to be 64.
Okay.
David Byrne's going to be 65, the Talking Heads lead singer who doesn't know his own jacket size.
Okay.
and Robert Zemeckis is going to be 65.
Funny movies.
Yeah. And George Lucas, 73.
Okay.
Wow. So we got some rich people there, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Very.
Lucas and Zuckerberg. All right, there he goes, 626.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Obama's battling so-called climate change the only way the liberals really know how to do, and that's hypocritically. Now, Breitbart reports Obama's recent speech on climate change in Italy raised $3.2 million for his personal foundation. Now, having traveled to Milan on a private jet, Obama settled into a presidential suite at the Park Hyatt Hotel. Well, that costs roughly 8,400 euros a night. Meanwhile, his entourage of security occupied two separate floors across the hotel, and his security detail required a convoy of 14 cars, a helicopter, and 300 extra police. In his speech to the 3,500 attendees, Obama told the audience, "I believe climate problems were caused by man and can be solved by man." Okay, then why did you fly in a private jet?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com was able to transform every room in my house. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now, through May the 24th, save 40% off on select brands at Blinds.com, plus an additional 5% when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Jennifer Kishenko with your Money Now. Top finance officials from 7 advanced economies have gathered to hear more about President Trump's economic policies on taxation and trade, as well as to look for ways to promote growth, combat terrorist financing, and stop tax avoidance by major corporations. The meeting of the group of 7 finance ministers in Italy kicks off today with a discussion of how to make economic growth benefit more people. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is due to explain Trump's plans to cut business taxes and regulation and explain the president's push for what he considers more balanced trading relationships. Don't count us out. We're not dead. That's the word from Macy's chief financial officer after the department store chain reported another quarter of falling sales, sending shares tumbling 17% yesterday. Macy's is rolling out several initiatives that it expects to lift sales, including reconfigured shoe and fine jewelry departments. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. That's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Hey, good morning, 6:30. Here's the Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be nice. No showers. They said there might be a chance, but we are clear. It is okay out there. Matter of fact, winds out of the northwest at 13 right now. Look for a high temperature, about 82 today, 60 for a low tonight, and then 84 for tomorrow. Sunday, we're looking at probably about 88 or so. Monday and Tuesday, the same way. So the rain looks to be out of here. And right now, we've got 65 degrees out there.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil, oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
What's the one thing parents can do to help their children lose weight and stay slim? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The economic recovery we've all been waiting for is finally here. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today at 877-93-STEEL. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call now, 877-93-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
One reason so many kids are overweight is because their parents let them eat whatever they want.
I get so many parents and they're like, he'll eat too much, he eats too much. I'm like, yeah, well, if it's cheese puffs and pizza, of course, but I've never had a kid come in with a stomach ache from eating too many Brussels sprouts or carrots or apples.
Dr. Patricia Reba, author of the book Fit Kids Revolution, says a lot of parents are afraid to serve their kids a lot of healthy food for fear they just won't eat it.
God forbid a child skipped a meal or didn't eat everything that you served them. And yes, they're not going to eat 100% of what you serve them. Thank goodness. They need to learn to listen to their tummies and eat when they're hungry. When we eat with our eyes, we tend to eat too much and we tend to eat the wrong kinds of foods. So if those foods are not available, then they'll tend to eat what they need.
If parents did just one thing to help kids stay slim and lose weight, it's to eliminate sugary juice and soda and add more fruits and vegetables.
My first two patients that lost 95 pounds in 9 months, the big changes they made is they got the sugary drinks out of the house and they started adding fruits and vegetables. And so that's when I realized that that's the key to it.
Dr. Reba says shaming kids about being overweight always makes matters worse.
It's interesting. They did a study on teen girls and they found that even if the girl was normal weight, if she perceives herself to be overweight or obese, she would become overweight or obese. So we've got these children that are walking around feeling bad about their weight, even if they don't have a weight problem.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council has sided with the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow the construction of apartments on the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery facing FM 2818. The council's 5-2 vote and the P&Z's 6-0 endorsement followed a staff recommendation against the four-story, 142-unit complex. Jerome Rectorick seconded the motion to approve the project.
This property, in my humble opinion, is not conducive to any type of commercial activity that a suburban commercial zoning would facilitate. And I'm not concerned about the height of the buildings because FAA is going to control that for you anyway.
Julie Schultz voted no due to apartment traffic using 2818 to get in and out.
I know they're going to try to make it safer, but in good conscience, I can't go with putting another 142 cars through there, especially since there's really not a true road. It's just going through a parking lot.
Blanche Brick joined Schultz against the project, which will include a 25-foot buffer between the apartments and the cemetery. In other business, the council unanimously approved closing a loophole in development regulations sought by owner-occupants of single-family homes in older neighborhoods as protection against the construction of stealth dorms. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization wants your feedback on the third version of their 2050 major thoroughfare concept.
Our population is expected to more than double by 2050, and so we need to figure out today where we want to have roads so that as development occurs, we can begin to establish rights of way.
Executive Director Dan Rudge says the come-and-go meeting will take place from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center, and several MPO representatives will be on hand.
When people come to the meeting, expect them to meet people that are ready to answer their questions, talk to them, and listen to them, because we really feel that's the most important thing we do as part of this process.
You can view the current version of the map online at bcsmpo.org. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting includes possible action to repair waterways hit hard by flash flooding almost a year ago.
The council's consent agenda includes a $94,000 study of erosion problems along Burton and Briar Creeks. If approved, consultants will look at Burton Creek erosion between Rosemary and East 29th off Carter Creek Parkway and above Villa Maria. Consultants will also survey Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located on Apple Creek Court and Cherry Creek Circle. The study will also include a contract to design repairs behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle, where erosion's collapsed a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the home's foundation. In addition to the erosion study, city staff will present the next capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper says that includes several drainage projects.
Things like culvert improvements in North Bryan along Steel Creek, storm sewer improvements in areas of town, including Melba Circle, Wayside, Carter Creek, Hillside, Bristol, Esther, just to give a few examples.
Casper on WTAW's Infomaniac says if the council approves, those projects will be scheduled between the years 2018 and 2022. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Already congested traffic at the interchange under construction near Easterwood Airport got worse yesterday afternoon following a crash. College Station police report a collision between a semi and a Texas A&M truck. College Station firefighters had to force their way into the truck to remove the driver, who was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The intersection of FM 60 and 2818 was closed for almost 1.5 hours. The cause remains under investigation. One state lawmaker thinks they are on their way to passing the fewest number of bills in a legislative session.
And if people like limited government, the process has worked to their favor.
Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station on our show says that includes the fewest number of bills signed by the governor.
The governor has only signed 6 bills, and only one of those is a House bill.
Cassell, who is in his third term representing a district from College Station to West, looks for an interesting stretch run at the end of the regular session at the end of this month. WTAW news time is 6:39 at 65 degrees. You can text us in at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
641. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A cold front has swept the shower and thunderstorm activity out of the state. We'll see sunshine today. It'll be a bit breezy. Temperatures up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. High pressure is going to settle in across the state just in time for the Mother's Day weekend. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Should be sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 85. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and warm Sunday. High's Mother's Day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Zach Taylor for the recap of the A&M softball team's loss in the SEC tournament yesterday. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team travels to Oxford to face Ole Miss today. And Dallas Keuchel became the first six-game winner in the majors this season in the Astros' win against the Yankees last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I can thankfully say I unplugged for about 4 days.
Good.
Any
very
of that,
nice.
That stuff, you know.
Well, and then you left, and then everything just hit the fan.
It did, didn't it? But even though I was kind of off the grid for that sort of stuff, I did know that he went and fired the head of the FBI while I was gone.
Yeah, it started with the whole Michael Flynn thing and the Sally Yates thing,
yeah.
And he fired that the chief usher, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom!
Let's do
Comey's
this.
Gone.
Well, and. And the deal is, of course, they can find he's so good at hyperbole. I mean, he talks about the greatest person ever. He's wonderful. That guy, the other one I fired. Yeah, I was saying great things about him back in October.
Yeah.
But then, so yesterday, because Comey was supposed to be testifying before Congress, and since he's not there anymore and doesn't have to, so the acting FBI director, this guy named Andrew McCabe,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we may not need to go to the trouble of learning his name if you get my drift, you know. Could be somebody else when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
So he testifies yesterday at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, and he was there because Comey wasn't, and explaining the reason for Comey's dismissal, the White House said that Comey had lost the support of the rank and file in the FBI, but at Thursday's hearing, McCabe said that Comey had strong support within the Bureau. So.
I can tell you that I hold Director Comey in the absolute highest regard. I have the highest respect for his considerable abilities and his integrity, and it has been the greatest privilege and honor of my professional life to work with him. I can tell you also that Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
And probably for that reason,
mm-hmm.
The president has decided not to go to FBI headquarters today.
Mm.
He was thinking about going over there, but he might get booed.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't want to do that. I don't know if they thought, you know, they were going to pick him up and carry them on his shoulders down the hallway as he came into the building. But anyhow.
You did it.
Yeah, right, exactly. That ain't going to happen. But in the meantime, just because he can.
So this is great. As you said, you unplugged. So you he's been very vocal lately. He's had quite a few tweets. Just a couple in the last 24 hours since the show yesterday. But on December 20th, Rosie O'Donnell tweeted, "Fire Comey." Donald Trump yesterday went back, found it, retweeted it, and said, "We finally agree on something, Rosie."
Wow.
Oh, that was great. I know. And then he said, "Russia must be laughing up their sleeves, watching as the U.S. tears itself apart over a Democrat excuse for losing the election." And that's all he had to say. He, you know, retweets a couple of articles and things like that just to, you know, validate his points.
Exactly. See, well, he did an interview with Lester Holt on NBC and talking about how, hey, you know, three times he told me I wasn't under investigation. And, you know, he's going to end up calling him probably the worst FBI director ever.
Right.
So that's
but
it.
But the Rosie tweet just
I love that.
Me. Yeah. Hey, we finally agree on something, Rosie.
Good of him to even mention her name.
Yep. And it was December, you know, almost 6 months ago.
Wow. Go find that. He has people to search his tweets for him, I guess. He can find
that. Oh, yeah, for
and,
sure.
So
for
now
sure.
Now he can say he agrees with almost everybody. All right, 646.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from six major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and everything must go. Financing is available and admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Visit hottubblowout.com. That's hottubblowout.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 13th, it's cattle handling technologies and techniques. What to do, how to do it, equipment needed, and handling techniques. They all go together to be successful, and you can learn about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Did you ever see a large beetle that has what looks like some kind of a gear wheel on its back? Well, that's a wheel bug, and it's harmless. There are hundreds of thousands of insects that call Texas home. A few of them do serious damage to our landscapes and gardens. Most, however, are virtually harmless, just like the wheel bug. I'll be back with details, curious pests that are not damaging, things you've seen, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. Some of our insects fall in between. They seem to do damage, but if the truth were completely known, they really aren't particularly hurting the plants. We're going to take a look and a listen to these less than devastating insects and the nature of their work. Leafcutter bees are my first example. They're the insects responsible for perfectly circular holes cut from the edges of rose and pear and other leaves. They carry that leaf tissue to a gutter or a faucet to build their nests. Since they're completely transitory and since they're not actually eating the leaf tissues, there is no spray that will control them. As much as anything, they're simply fascinating. The damage will abate in a few weeks and the plants will resume normal growth. Leafcutter bees, not a problem. Insect galls come in all flavors. Every year about this time, people are just asking me right and left, what are these growths on my tree? Warty little growths on hackberry leaves are galls caused by insects. Marble-sized swellings on the petioles of cottonwood leaves are from a gall, as are the knotty spots on pecan twigs and leaves. They're caused by pecan phylloxera gall. All of these are harmless galls that result when a female insect injects the plant part with a growth-producing chemical and then lays her eggs. The plant responds by producing the gall that surrounds the developing insects. A few leaves may be ruined, small twigs may be lost, but the plant keeps right on growing. Oaks alone are hit by literally hundreds of types of insect galls. 800 types is what I read once. There's the woolly oak gall that inhabits the backs of live oak leaves. You'll see woody oak galls that look like wooden marbles on the smaller twigs of live oaks. You'll see big red oak galls with their puffy green tennis ball-sized growths. You'll see pocket vein gall on red oaks, just kind of a raised vein on the backs of the leaves. There are no systemic insecticide controls for insect galls. Generally, they run their course in a few weeks or months. They may knock a few leaves off, but they won't hurt your plants. And finally, consider the case of sapsuckers. If you have trees that have rows of holes regularly spaced around their trunks, that's the work of a bird. It's a sapsucker or a woodpecker, and they'll riddle the trunk, but they seldom do serious harm. If they're out of control, wrap the trunk with paper tree wrap or put tree tanglefoot, the sticky material, on the trunk. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Well, extra innings didn't bode well yesterday for the fourth-seeded A&M softball team at the SEC tournament. Here's Zach Taylor from Tennessee.
A hard-fought game, but Texas A&M comes up on the short end. They fall to Alabama 2-1 in 10 innings on day two of the SEC tournament. Torrey Vidalis with a solo home run that sent it into extra innings eventually. Really on defense, too, a couple of big plays for the Aggies. And we gave a lot of credit to Osorio, but you also have to give a lot of credit, too, to the Aggie pitching staff for just a really great game, just didn't get the offensive support. So the Aggies fall to Alabama 2-1 in 10 innings here at the SEC tournament, and they'll have to wait yet another year to pick up that elusive first win in the SEC tournament.
Alabama now advances to face off against the winner of today's game between Florida and Ole Miss. Meanwhile, the number 19 A&M baseball team makes their final regular season road trip of the year as they travel to Oxford to battle the Ole Miss Rebels in a three-game weekend series. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
They're almost a mirror image of us. I mean, they're very good on the mound, very good defensively, and offensively they're playing a lot of young guys. They're hitting 250 as a team, and, you know, the familiar faces are at the top, and Blackman and Golson and Colby Bortles, and those are the guys that we're going to have to control, and, you know, we're only going to get so many shots offensively to score. We need to make sure we cash in on that.
First pitch today is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all three games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, for Texas A&M track and field, junior Ioannis Carrizas claimed the first SEC title for the Aggies this weekend as he captured his third consecutive javelin title with a conference record throw of 262 feet 11 inches. Aggie teammates Sam Harden and William Peterson placed 5th and 7th in the event as the Aggies totaled 16 points in team scoring. In Major League Baseball,
here comes the pitch. Napoli swings and belts one. He crushed it. That ball is history. A three-run, game-winning Jimmy Jack for Mike Napoli.
Mike Napoli's second homer was a game-ending three-run shot, and the Texas Rangers beat the San Diego Padres 5-2 last night. The Rangers had been held scoreless by San Diego starter Clayton Richard until Napoli hit a 433-foot homer to left on the first pitch of the eighth inning. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going tonight as they start a fresh series with the A's in Arlington. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in New York,
that's grounded left side and through for a base hit. Hicks will score. Ellsbury around third. Here comes a throw to the plate by Marisnik. The tag by McCann, and it's inside! Ellsbury tagged out to end the game!
Defensive replacement Jake Marisnik made a perfect throw from left field to nail Jacob Ellsbury at the plate for the final out, and the Houston Astros held off the New York Yankees 3-2 last night in a matchup between the teams with the best records in baseball. Unbeaten Dallas Keuchel became the first six-game winner in the majors. Game 2 is tonight at Yankee Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. In the NBA,
this ball game is over. The San Antonio Spurs shoot 53% from the field, and without Kawhi Leonard and without Tony Parker, they blow out the Houston Rockets in Game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals.
The San Antonio Spurs eliminated the Houston Rockets with a 114-75 victory in Game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals last night, and they didn't even need Kawhi Leonard to do it. LaMarcus Aldridge had a season-high 34 points and added 12 rebounds in his second big game of the series. And Texas state lawmakers are considering a bill that could disqualify transgender athletes if their hormone therapy endangers opponents. The move comes less than 3 months after transgender wrestler Mac Beggs won a Texas girls state championship. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 13th features Will Hogue with guests Bonnie Bishop and Joey McGee. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 13th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4300.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. 2 minutes still. News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. The Rockets scored 75 points. Is that right?
Yeah.
75 points. And that was the whole game.
That right. was the whole
they,
game.
They played the entire game and scored 75 points.
That's yeah. pretty low for an NBA game.
Definitely.
I'm thinking, and for all those people, and of course, you know, I'm a massive NBA fan.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. the biggest.
Yeah. So
that's all you talk about.
That's right. So they're going to have to chew on that for the entire rest of the year.
It's actually been nice with you year. Gone. We really haven't had to talk about
yeah,
the NBA.
yeah, exactly. So there, you've got that going on for you. All right, so Hindus, vegetarians, and vegans have voiced outrage.
Oh, was, here we go.
I thought this was the beginning of a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all walk into a bar?
Exactly. So,
vegan bar.
Yeah, we need some outrage, but nonetheless, outrage over the new British money, their currency. It is now, they have a polymer 5-pound note, but they found out it contains animal fat. So they are furious over that. Again, Hindus, vegetarians, and vegans mad because the polymer currency that they have does contain animal fat.
And their dryer sheets are coated in beef oil.
That's exactly right. Now,
don't do laundry.
Yes, in addition to that, now the drug users are complaining.
What?
Yeah, because this polymer note is thicker and it's stronger, and it is apparently causing them to cut their noses when they snort cocaine.
Oh, man.
There's a good solution to that. Don't snort cocaine.
That could work. All right. Anyway, it's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be in the lower 80s. As a matter of fact, we'll be near 90 as we head to the weekend. And no mention of rain for the next 6 days out there. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 13 miles an hour and it's 63. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Bro.